You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company, the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. It's Bish, EB, and JP, and joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude's the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in DMV. It's Coach Brent Pry, head coach of Virginia Tech, entering his fourth season there at Virginia Tech. What's up, Coach?
Coach.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Before we talk about the season, I just got to get your reaction. And my daughter was there on May 7th at Lane for Metallica, and I know you were there. You got to meet the guys, took pictures. Just kind of give me your reaction to that night, and then was the entire team there as well? Because my daughter knew one song, but she said it was unbelievable. I'm kind of bummed I didn't come down for it, but your thoughts on that, and did the team like it?
Yeah, first of all, I only knew one song.
Really?
But I'm not a heavy metal guy. I think you guys know I'm a Southern rock, but I am a Metallica fan now. Uh-huh. Those guys won me over. The performance, they're masters of their craft. The production was amazing. Being in Lane Stadium, you know, I tell you what was special: meeting those guys ahead of time, and realizing that they understood, you know, just how much this meant to so many Hokie faithful. Mm-hmm. Was really cool.
Right.
You know, it told me a lot about them. And I think they poured it into the show because of that. I really do. And we enjoyed it. First class production, and Lane Stadium, the venue was fantastic. And it was a long time coming, and it was kind of surreal for a lot of folks. But we had some players down in the pit.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, we had some players in the pit, not the whole team.
Right.
But we had some guys down there, and they enjoyed it. It was a really big deal around here. It was great for Blacksburg, great for Virginia Tech. And honestly, the Metallica fans were outstanding. They were, you know, their crew rolled in here about 400 deep for a full week.
Wow.
And, the fans were, you know, 3 and 4 days in town, and, you know, it was something pretty cool.
Man, I thought hotel rooms were expensive for a Clemson game. I can't imagine what they were for Metallica.
Yeah. Well, I just stayed at the house.
I didn't get an invite.
Coach, before we dive into this season, tell us what the Commanders are getting from Jalen Lane.
Yeah, let me tell you now, I can't say enough good things about Jalen Lane. He came to us from Middle Tennessee. He had done a great job for Rick Stockstill and that team over there, really, you know, high recommendations. A couple of our staff members knew his father very well, who is a high school coach down in South Carolina. And so we just, you know, everything pointed to this being a great get for us. And, it certainly proved true. He's a tremendous young man, one of our best leaders, and then obviously on the field, you know, he's a guy that has great ball skills, great speed, but has some traits of a running back. You know, when he catches the football, he's pretty dynamic with it. So he's smart. He learns well. I'm sure they're very pleased with what they're getting from Jay.
All right, Coach, let's not beat around the bush. You know this is a big year. Hokies fans knows this is a big year, especially with all the one-score losses last year and the Rutgers game, which was I was at, the Syracuse game, what happened at Miami. I mean, just a lot of bad breaks. I don't know what you chalked that up to, but you decided to do something very difficult. You had to get rid of some of your friends who were on your staff, guys that you hired. And you replace your coordinators. Now, one of your coordinators, Tyler Bowen, went to Ohio State, and he's on staff. So I don't know if you necessarily fired him, but you had to fire Coach Marv, and you brought in two new coordinators. Your offensive coordinator, Phil Montgomery, was a former coach at Baylor. He actually worked with RG3, been around college football a long time, and then the new defensive coordinator. I think he's pretty young, early 30s, but he's been an NFL guy the last 4 or 5 years. Talk about the decisions you had to make at letting these guys go and then how you came about finding the replacements.
Yeah, honestly, you know, it started with some self-evaluation and where do I need to be better? And, you know, and then you start looking at each area, you know, whether it's strength and conditioning, nutrition, defense, offense, and, you know, where weren't we good enough? You know, where weren't expectations met? And, you know, when you do that, some things are you feel like you can fix with the personnel in place. And sometimes, you know, a change is necessary. And so in a couple of areas, it was just ready. You know, we needed to reboot. And, you know, whether there's schematic things, cultural things, I love Chris dearly, him and his family, wish him only the best. You know, it was just we needed to do something a little different. So. You know, the other change we made was in the strength and conditioning area. And, you know, we made a change and hired Jarrett Ferguson, who'd been an assistant here for a couple of years. But, you know, everything that I thought we were lacking out of that department and out of, you know, from our football team in game, I really felt like Jarrett could bring to us. So, but Phil and Sam, I'm super excited about both of them. When you talk about offensively, you know, who gives us the best chance for Kyren Drones to reach his potential and have a great year. Because if he does that, it goes a long way in our team having a really good year.
Right.
And I think had he been healthy all year, you know, that record, you know, potentially looks different. But so Phil's a proven quarterback developer, whether it was at Houston, there was a couple of guys at Tulsa, at Baylor. He's done a great job at that position. He's got a proven scheme. He's got real identity with what he wants to do. And he's been a head coach, which was another plus for me. But and then Sam, you know, his experience is, as you mentioned, he's maybe not the age of a real experienced guy, but his experiences are very valuable. He's a guy that's coordinated at the FCS and smaller levels for several years and then has the experience in the NFL that you mentioned, but also around some really just quality defensive minds, highly regarded defensive coaches, you know, is where he spent his 4 years. So, you know, it meant a lot. When he was at Wofford as the play caller there, they led the Southern Conference, which I respect greatly, in total defense and run defense 2 years in a row. He did it 1 year out of a 3-4 and the next year out of a 4-3. So he's a talented guy that won me over in the interview process and what a great teacher he can be. Teaching technician, you know, techniques and communicating with our coaches and, you know, and a great person. He and Phil both just, you know, we didn't sacrifice getting the right people that are right for Virginia Tech with any of those three hires.
Coach, I saw that you talked about the competition level so far between your players. How has that raised and how do you see that transferring into the regular season?
Yeah, this roster is the deepest it's been. You know, we have done a nice job at the high school level in recruiting players that can develop, you know, into good players here and out of the transfer portal. And then we got a good combination and the team's coming together nicely. We've doubled down on team building. We've doubled down on accountability to the standards and the expectations. But there's more competition at every position. It's really, you know, it's a tough running back room right now. It's a tough linebacker room right now. The receiver room. And there's just the safety position. There's a lot of competition at more positions than we've ever had. And so that drives the practice. You know, it drives the investment level. It drives the sacrifice. All these guys want to play. They want to start, or they want a big role, or they want to make the bus. And to me, competition, it's one of our five fundamentals because it drives guys to break through ceilings. What they thought was a really good, you know, place they were at, all of a sudden it's not good enough. So they got to do more.
Right.
And you get, you know, and so we have a very competitive environment right now within our program.
Coach, we were kind of talking about the preseason top 25 that the AP put out and how many different schools, especially in the top 10, have new quarterbacks, whether they're freshmen or transfers or, you know, guys who sat behind starters last year. But Kyron, like you mentioned, had that injury, and he was banged up towards the end of the last year, and then Pop Watson comes in, showed some signs. You played three quarterbacks last year because of the injuries. Were you surprised that both Kyron and William Watson came back because of this transfer portal? Did that surprise you at all?
I wasn't surprised. I felt very fortunate. You know, we worked hard to have that happen.
Right.
You know, Kyron's a proven guy. You know, he's truly a seasoned quarterback at this point. He's got a couple years under his belt of highs and lows. You know, and he's grown as a quarterback. He's been through the rigors of what's required at that position. He's been through a coaching change. And then obviously Pop, you know, you start the year number three, probably feeling like you're not going to play much. And then all of a sudden the team's counting on you to beat the crosstown rival to get bowl eligible. So I'm very pleased with both those guys and where they're at right now. Kyron is healthy. He's getting every rep that a one would get in practice right now. He's really competitive. He's assertive. He's aggressive. And then, you know, Pop is getting better and better. I'm pleased with the camp that he's had. And I really like the services of, you know, the young man we brought in from Oklahoma State. Garrett's done a super job. Hmm. He's had to kind of come from behind and learn the offense. But he had his best day out. We had a 110-play scrimmage 2 days ago, and we saw his best effort to this point.
Is Pop Watson currently the number two, or is the new kid the number two?
Yeah, right now Pop's number two.
Gotcha.
And we do have a competition there. He and Garrett are, you know, I think he feels Garrett kind of slightly behind him and playing pretty good ball himself.
So just kind of looking at your depth chart, I know you've got a bunch of new guys, like you mentioned. You guys were active in the portal. You bring in Donovan Green, receiver from Wake. Defensively, you bring in a kid, Ben Bell. I know you lost some guys in the secondary from last year. Dante Lovett's going to start for you, I believe. DeMatha kid. Just talk about the portal in general, and you talk about how deep the roster is. Who should we be looking for week one against South Carolina?
I mentioned a couple of guys. You know, you mentioned Ben Bell. Mm-hmm. We need him to be a problem, you know, off the edge. He proved that in his time, you know, previously at other institutions, but he's a guy that's got natural pass rush ability. He's got a great motor, slightly undersized, but, you know, doing a lot of good things right now. I think the other thing that's important to mention is we've brought a couple of guys in on that front that have 4 and 5 years experience, James Donkham, you know, Hickman, you know, been at East Carolina, been at South Florida, Cody Heisman out of North Dakota. These guys are fourth and fifth year players. Arayus Nash out of Mercer. Then you factor in Elijah Fall out of Georgia Southern. I mean, there's some age and experience. Guys that haven't necessarily garnered reps, you know, for the Hokies, mm-hmm. for us, but they've played a lot of ball at some other places. So I like the depth up front. We really helped ourselves there. I think a couple of guys we brought in at linebacker, Michael Short, Antoine Santiago, both those guys are complimenting Jaden Keller and Caleb Woodson very nicely right now. And then probably the you know, much like the D-line, we brought in 4 or 5 safeties, older guys that are really impacting our secondary. Christian Ellis, Jordan Bass is at the safety position, Sherrard Coble out of Clemson, Tyson Flowers from Rice, Isaiah Cash. I mean, So we've really bolstered our depth and the competition level at a bunch of places on defense. You mentioned Donovan Green, one of the better receivers in the league when he's healthy. Excited about what he brings. Another transfer, Cam Seldon, got great speed, great size, was a running back at Tennessee, returned home to the Commonwealth to play for us. He's an interesting guy. We've got him lined up at slot. And then, a couple guys along the offensive line. Tomas Remack, one of the best returning O-linemen in the country, certainly in the ACC. Kyle Altooner, slated to start at center for us as a redshirt freshman. Really excited about what he's doing. So, I love the additions. I think we've helped ourselves. And, we just got to keep developing this group.
Mm-hmm. Season starts.
Yep.
In just a couple weeks, big game on a neutral site. Best of luck to you, Coach Pry.
We'll be all watching.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah, appreciate the time.
Appreciate you guys a ton. 40,000 Hokie alums up in your neck of the woods. So shout out to all of them. Come to Atlanta or make sure you're watching it on TV. Go Hokies.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
All right, Coach. Take care, man.
He is right about that, man. I mean, it is a very, very loyal Virginia Tech base around here. Mm. Very loyal.
Do you think Jason's going to still lament not going to Metallica in 20 years?
Yes.
I don't know how many times he said it.
Yes, 100%.
I just watched those videos on YouTube and it looked amazing. I don't know why I didn't just do it.
Well, you knew it would be that way.
You only live once.
You knew it would be that way.
I know. It was midweek. I'd said, I could have taken off the next day, but I decided, don't want to drive down for one night and come back.
Hey, they might come around again in 20 years.
Yeah, right.
No, that was a once-in-a-lifetimer. You missed. You passed on it.
I did.
But I'm rooting for Coach. I'm rooting for Tech. I do have a lot of friends that went there and love the team and support them.
So I hope he's right when he says it's
the... I like when Virginia Tech is in the mix nationally.
Sure. I hope he's right when he says it's the deepest roster he's had. Sounds like it is, with as old as some of these guys are that he brought in
via the portal. His sixth year.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of older kids, but it comes down to the quarterback. That's what it comes down to. If he gets better, because he was just inconsistent and he got hurt towards the end of the year, he's got to get better and stay healthy and they could have a good year. But South Carolina is a big one to open it up.
It's the way it works. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. We're the Junkies coming right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you see Grant Paulson's picture that he just tweeted?
No.
It's just Adam Peters and Terry McLaurin talking. What are they chatting about?
I would love to see that. I mean, I follow
that's
him.
That's currently on the field?
Yes. Grant just tweeted like three minutes ago.
But, I follow so many people, it might happen quickly.
Still haven't fixed my Smash phone.
I'm guessing they're talking about you know what. I mean, that's a good sign right there, right?
I would love to see. How many minutes ago did he?
It says on mine, 4 minutes ago.
Right, I need to see. I'm an elite people reader, so I will tell you.
I mean, he's got his hoodie on and
looks very casual.
Yeah.
Friendly.
Well, I mean, if they're being professional about it, they're not really talking about it.
Probably not.
Because it's the agent. It wouldn't really be cool. It'd be like the whole Jerry Jones situation. It's not really cool to broach that without going through the agent. That's why you have the agent. And again, I follow so many people. How many minutes ago? Okay, there you go. Maybe they're talking about when are you thinking about coming back. I don't know. It's possible. I mean, it looks cordial, but...
I would be surprised.
It doesn't look like...
If it wasn't talked about at all.
And listen, that looks cordial, but it doesn't look like those guys are going out for beers. That to me looks cordial, not in love. I'm an elite people reader. That's my vibe.
Right.
There's a little bit of a standoffishness with Terry, hands in his pockets, hoodie on. Adam has that sort of contemplate, like hands around his waist. There's a distance there. As I really do think I'm an elite people reader. They're not going out and going to share beers tonight. It doesn't look like they hate each other.
Well, they probably would.
But they're coming from two different angles.
Yeah, I don't know that Adam Peters shares beers with any of the players. Mm-hmm. I probably don't.
I understand. I'm being facetious. I'm making a larger point. That to me looks like, that doesn't look like two guys palling around. That looks like two guys.
Is it foreboding?
No, I don't think it, no, but it doesn't look like two guys that are necessarily on the same page. You got one guy in his hands. Terry's got his hands in his pocket. Go to Grant. That's a great picture by Grant. Great job.
I'll retweet it.
Investigative journalism by Grant Paulson. Terry's got his hands in his pockets. He's got the hoodie on. He's looking at him. Adam's got his hands on his waist. You know, look, they're not yelling at each other, but that doesn't look like two guys joking around. Have you seen the picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would be different if he had just signed a 3-year contract.
I think there'd be more smiles, joking.
But it's a still photo.
I do consider myself elite.
5 minutes later, it could have looked a lot different.
It might, and they might fake.
But the way that Terry's looking at him, I agree with EB.
I think there's a little bit of tension there. That's not.
There's definitely tension.
In that picture. I'm not saying.
Yeah, I don't know what they're talking about.
Neither do I.
But
I'm telling you, I'm elite at this.
Oh my God.
Just telling you I'm great at it. I'm not good at that many things. I'm great at that. I'm great at reading people. That is two guys.
I zoomed in. You can zoom in.
Just kind of contemplating. Look, Terry's got his hands in his pocket, hoodie over his head, kind of, and he's got his hands on his waist.
It looks like they're talking about something serious.
It looks like something serious.
I guarantee it's not the offense.
I would doubt it. But again, it wouldn't be cool if they were talking contract, but maybe it's just gotten to that point where they need to.
Yeah.
You don't think they're betting on the burgundy or gold team?
They're not joking around about Ohio State or...
No.
No. They're not talking about, like, you know, he played golf lately. What'd he shoot? How's the putter? How's that new putter he got? That is not the conversation.
But I think it's good that they're talking.
I do too.
I think it's good that
they're talking. I do too.
I retweeted it at Junks Radio. Give us a follow there, and I asked you to caption the picture.
I would almost say, I know you guys get annoyed by this, but sorry. I would almost say my people reading skills might be my greatest trait, better than anything that I have. I'm not very good at many things. People reading, elite. Those are two guys. I'm not saying they hate each other, but those are, they're not, necessarily. They're just discussing something serious. That's a serious conversation there. That's not, how's the wife? You know, did you get that new crib?
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. He's kind of giving him the side eye, if you really look at it. It's hard to tell on my phone, but.
Just the way his hands are in
the
pocket.
Did Grant take the picture?
I just saw it on Grant's account.
Or did he take it from somebody else?
I assume Grant took the picture.
I took JP's assumption. I should never do that.
Someone text Grant to take another picture.
Let's see if they're joking around.
Yeah, I just want to see if there's a different reaction.
All right, I'll text him.
Yeah.
Well, somebody did take another picture, and he's not with Adam.
Oh, okay.
You know.
So they talked for 5 minutes and then split.
Who knows? Like you say, they could have been giving each other a pound.
I don't know. I'm just
who
saying.
Knows?
I just think it's good that they are talking. They're on opposite sides of the field. Don't want to talk to each other. That's bad. Still a big story.
Let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood entertainment.
Yes, sir.
I will. Of course, it's brought to you by Driven. By BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll take care of you. I promise. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and brand new vehicles right there on the website, BMWFairfax.com. When you get over there, they're going to treat you like a rock star. Mention me. That helps everybody. They're going to treat you great regardless, I promise. All right, so more stuff's coming out about the Stern news. they're saying that, so he's been jealous, and this would make sense, the reporting. I mean, you know, it's all gossip until you could actually hear from the guy, but they're saying that, like, he's been incredibly kind of frustrated and jealous, of, like, with Andy Cohen, right, and how Sirius is kind of moving more in his direction. Well, he's also apparently repelled by Alex Cooper and her fame, and that Sirius execs allegedly have had to physically keep him away from her when she's in studio. He's so repelled by her that they have to take pains to keep them from running into each other. I have to say, I kind of understand where he's coming from. Alex deserves all the success she gets. She's done an amazing job generating all this publicity. But as a longtime radio person, when you see someone kind of come out of nowhere, and let's be honest, she's doing the same thing Stern's doing. Like, she's milking the sex bit. And, you know, she turned it into extreme wealth. I personally have said on the air, I'm jealous of the Alex Cooper rise to superstardom, and I don't care about the stardom, but just the money that she's...
What does Alex Cooper talk about on her podcast?
It's morphed into more like interviewing and stuff, but it started all just raunchy sex stuff. Oh. It was titillating sex talk between two young girls.
And
they would talk about the way they did certain things, and they had nicknames for all these things. Like, it was very, you know, whatever, raunchy stuff, but it got an audience, a huge audience.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she ended up leaving Barstool, she signed like these 50, 60, $100 million deals, separate deals. Mm-hmm. Like, she's making
stupid money. Stupid.
She's a former BU soccer player. Mm-hmm. Like, she's a cute girl. You know, she's obviously smart, but when you're a longtime radio guy like we are, or like Stern is, you can look at that and you do get a little jealous.
Dude, the media landscape has changed. I read an article a week or two ago, and I can't remember the name of the reporter, but it was, and I'm calling her a reporter. It's not a traditional reporter. It was like a 21 or 22-year-old girl, and I think she's become one of the lead college football influencers. But that's what she is. She's an influencer, and she's interviewing all of these top athletes and players now. She didn't go the traditional route. She just got popular being a viral influencer.
And I encourage it. I totally encourage it. It's just a jealousy that we went the traditional route and we have a great life, but it, you know, damn it, we probably should have gone a more non-traditional route.
We came up at a different time.
Different era. Yeah, but it's true. But we could have pivoted.
We didn't have
many
those options.
Times. We could have pivoted.
Yeah,
I do have a little regret.
We pondered it.
I do have a little regret. Taylor Swift, she's announced a new album. Jason, you're a Swiftie.
I saw that she announced it on the Kelce podcast, right?
She performed on stage for the opening night of the Eras Tour back in 2023, March of 2023. She announced her new album, The Life of a Showgirl. And she's actually cranking out albums, is she not? She's cranking them out.
Sounds like it.
Almost at like a Morgan Wallen type rate.
Right.
Although I think that Eras Tour lasted a really long time.
It did, like 2 years. It's her 12th original studio album. That's a lot.
It's probably going to be a lot of songs on this album about her and Kelce.
And that's original, right? That doesn't count all the albums that she like re-recorded so she could get out of that whole Scooter Braun situation. I believe so. Drab, you could hit me to this. I don't know anything about Cristiano Ronaldo and his girlfriend. He apparently officially proposed to his longtime girlfriend, Georgina Rodriguez. And they're showing the astronomical, I mean, literally the ring is the size of, I mean,
it's a mountain.
It's a massive ring. I don't even know. It's like, I don't even know, like a Super Bowl, like, you know, like one of those large gumballs you would get, like a large one for 25 cents when you were a kid. Like, that's what it looks like. It's an enormous diamond ring. How long has he been dating this chick? Is she some model or is she just some hot chick being met?
This is a dream. This is the dream for a woman out there. Georgie and him met at the Gucci store in Madrid, I believe.
She was just casually in there.
No. She was the sales assistant.
Ah. And He comes in.
Yeah.
And he's smitten.
Yeah. And she's gorgeous. And I don't know. He asked her out or that he went in there a few times.
Isn't he a notorious hound, though? I mean, it was
I think he was, but I think he's like...
He's settled down now with his
Yeah. I mean, he's got a bunch of kids. I mean, he had kids... I'm not sure, because I think he's had kids... what do you call it? In vitro or somebody... Maybe somebody else had his kids. I don't really know the whole situation. He's got a son who's a teenager who's in the soccer academy.
Oh, is he supposed to be a beast?
I don't know if he's not going to be at Ronaldo's level, but he could be a professional soccer player for sure. Maybe play for Team Portugal someday. And then he was married at one point or engaged or dated Irina Shayk.
Like Brad Pitt or
Brad
or like
Cooper's.
Brad Cooper.
Yeah. That woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know whose kids are whose, but he's been with this Georgie girl for, I don't know, half a decade.
And what's his deal? Is he still like, he's done with the Saudi Arabian contract or
whatever?
No,
he's going back.
He is.
He's going back. Yeah, yeah.
What, they just re-up?
They just pay him
so much money he can't say no.
Hundreds of millions of dollars that he can't say no.
But no one pays attention, right?
No, in the league, it's
like nubs.
The MLS.
Is it even below the MLS?
Probably, but I think it's getting a lot better.
I think
maybe it's not anymore.
I think we underreported that Messi re-upped, right?
Yeah.
I think that was like a couple months ago or, you know, then 6 weeks or something. I mean, Messi re-upped maybe a couple years.
So apparently, according to Wikipedia, he has 5 living children.
Oh, yeah. He's
doing twins. His thing. He's got a bunch, yeah.
Yeah, he's been doing his thing. And last but not least, Machine Gun Kelly has publicly addressed rumors of a romance with Sydney Sweeney. He did a Watch What Happens Live with the aforementioned Andy Cohen and Colson Baker, also known as MGK. Machine Gun Kelly was asked point blank about his relationship. Let me see. He shook his head, looked directly down the camera barrel, and said, "Shut up, dude." I guess what they were trying to ask him if they were more than just friends. So where did it officially come out? There was a video, right, of him out and about, and he was like, I think he was just like talking her up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and did we talk about that?
Yes.
I think we talked about that.
Yes, and it was at some party situation. I can't remember exactly where it was.
Mm-hmm.
And some people were speculating. You know, I've never, you know, I don't watch a million of these movies. Megan Fox, obviously beautiful, you know, a beautiful girl. I mean, any idiot knows that. But I saw somebody had an image of her, and I don't know, or it was a video I saw of her where, like, she just, like, it must have been in just her prime, Megan Fox prime. And it was just, I don't know if it was a scene from a movie or something. I don't know if it was a magazine shoot or something.
Spectacular.
I mean, she just took off her clothes for something, and she was wearing just, like, let's say, like, Victoria's Secret stuff or whatever. I mean, it was like AI.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at it and went, well, that must
right,
be.
It's not
that
real.
That has to be AI. That cannot be real.
Well, like you said, you don't know what's real anymore.
You don't know what's real anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's how hot she was. She probably so still
hot.
Is.
She was so hot, it looked like it was AI.
Coming up next, Luke Thomas is going to join us. The UFC is switching over to Paramount. What does that mean? We'll talk to Luke about that next here on The Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Grant did text me back.
Yeah.
He said they weren't talking for long.
Okay.
And then they told us not to take pictures.
Oh, all right.
Now there is video.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the little video?
Mm-hmm. No.
Did not. I mean, it's like 2 seconds long. Just sits on my side. I'll give it to you later. All right. Joining us right now is our pal, Luke Thomas, who covers MMA. He's the co-host of Morning Combat. What's up, Luke?
What is up, fellas? How are you? Welcome back from your vacation, JP. I hope it was very good for you.
Yeah, nice. I mean, there were some stressful points, but it was actually very, very good. Did a lot of activities, probably things that you used to do back when you were in the military.
I don't know if I would call that vacation.
Stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, so what's the deal with the UFC moving to Paramount? Is this good for fans?
That's a great question. Well, on some level, absolutely. So the UFC, since literally the very first event in 1993, has been on pay-per-view. During the Spike TV era, they obviously franchised out to have stuff that was on live television, and that has expanded to the point now where we get 30 of those a year, 13 pay-per-views. Obviously, getting off pay-per-view and going to Paramount for $13 a month is an enormous win for UFC fans. There's simply no question about it. Now, you might be saying, well, are they going to raise prices later? I don't know. Are they going to try and okey-doke us with, you know, backdooring pay-per-view at some point in the future? I don't know. The only thing that I would say that I have a cause for concern is, one, I don't know how Paramount Plus is supposed to make their money back on this one. They are paying an enormous sum of money that really doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And then the other part is, it being on CBS, I think, is going to be a big deal for UFC. Staying on linear television is important. At the same time, if you looked at the ESPN plus ABC shine that UFC was getting and trading that in for Paramount Plus plus CBS, which one gives you more mainstream exposure? It's somewhat debatable, but my answer to that would be ESPN. And so I think there's a question of, like, how much can UFC raise Paramount's profile, not the other way around.
Yeah, can you explain to people? I'm sorry, I didn't realize they had cut a deal with CBS. Can you kind of explain what the deal was? And you said the dollar figure is astronomical. What's the dollar figure?
Yeah, can get this. So here's how it works. Basically, they're going to put the entire catalog of the annual amount of events all on Paramount Plus. So that's 30 fight nights. These are the second tier events. That sometimes they're on the road for these, sometimes they're at their home base in Las Vegas. And then the 13 numbered events. These are the ones that have always been on pay-per-view, like UFC 200, UFC, you know, whatever. So all of that is going to go on Paramount Plus for $13 a month. Now, what they're saying is select numbered events are going to go on CBS. Does that mean, you know, I don't know what that means. There's actually mixed signals. Mark Shapiro, the COO of TKO, the parent company of UFC, is saying basically all the numbered events are going to go on CBS, but I don't know how that's supposed to work during college football season, which is going to do bigger ratings. So I don't really understand that, but I guess we'll have to see. You asked about the number amount, 1.1 billion a year for 7 years.
Wow.
7.7 billion. If you just do the math on that, remember, this doesn't include Canadian subscribers. It doesn't include Mexican, European, nothing. Just American. They're going to have to sign up like 10 million subscribers, bare minimum, for 7 years just to break even. Maybe they'll do that, but that seems like an awfully steep climb.
And from Dana's perspective, have the pay-per-view numbers, I mean, been dramatically dropping over the last couple of years?
Yes, they've fallen off a cliff. So the reality has been that there's been reports that leaked that in the last year or so that the way it works is, let's say you're a famous fighter, right?
Uh-huh.
The way it works is if you sell a million pay-per-view buys, so what they do is from, let's say, 0 to 200K buys, they give you $1. Right, in terms of paying you, you know, for your labor. From 200 to 500, they'll pay $2. From 5 to 800, they'll pay $5. Let's say from 800 to a million, they'll pay 10. So for every buy in that tier, you get that amount of money. What was happening was we got a report that said pay-per-view buys are down so low that elite fighters aren't even getting the 200K threshold triggered. Mm. You're not even clearing that to get that sum of money to the next tier. And so I think that's partly the there's so much combat sports now, and there's so much that's on pay-per-view that obviously between that and piracy, people have kind of checked out. You know, it might surprise you to hear me say this. I actually think MMA, I don't know if I would say it's in trouble, but I would definitely say it's in decline. Well, and I think that partly relates to it.
Specifically with the UFC. Look, I went to the show in L.A., and that was Islam Makhachev, who's a great champion. And I think the next big pay-per-view includes Hazmat Chimaev, or however you pronounce his name, against
Chimaev, yeah.
Against Duplessis. There aren't really stars for a casual fan to grab onto, are there?
That's right. That's exactly right. And boxing has the exact same problem. They're not building stars anymore. And again, this is a longer conversation about where we could go. I think getting away from linear television plays a big role in that. I think the nature of combat sports has changed. Mm-hmm. I think the nature of sports fandom, frankly, has changed. It's a variety of explanations, but it all leads you back to the same place, which is, listen, that event you went to, I bet you paid for very expensive tickets, and I bet it was sold out. There is.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. There is still a live event component that is quite a draw, and there's really no getting around that. It's not like people don't care about MMA anymore. However, they just, they're between all these other factors that I've mentioned, people are not emerging in the same way that they once did. I would actually argue that a big part of that is the decline in the American MMA market. So, for example, you mentioned Khamzat Chimaev is fighting this weekend. He's Chechen slash, you know, Swedish. The other guy, Dricus du Plessis, he's South African. You're in these overseas growth markets, you are seeing these emergent fighters that are very, very good. But, like, for example, the American heavyweight division is garbage. I mean, it is terrible. I've never seen it so bad since even the Ultimate Fighter in 2005. Like, it is truly, truly dreadful. I just think you're not getting the same talent, the American pipeline talent, and that is causing a big effect downstream.
Wow. Luke, always love talking to you. That's Luke Thomas.
Hey, I got one request.
Yep.
I know you guys got to go. I've been coming on this show for borderline 20 years, and it doesn't have to happen next time or even anytime soon. But one request before I die, and y'all stop having me on. I would love to come in studio one time. And I know I'm grasping and kind of rhymed it, but I feel like I've been coming off for so long.
All right, you got it.
Yes, I need some attention dollars at some point in my life, Junkie.
All right, you got it. Just pick like a super big fight that's like super mainstream or whatever. You got it.
All right, thanks, fellas. I appreciate you as always.
100%. Thank you, buddy.
Right. Next year at the White House.
That'll be a big
I don't
one.
Know if the card's going
to
be great.
Well, they have to come
up with
something good.
It's all these guys that, you know, their names all sound the same.
There'll be a bunch of Americans on that card.
Yeah.
They're not going to
be terrible. Well, they got to come up with something.
Yeah. No, it'll be big sillies. Yeah.
All right. We got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.